Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Manton is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. I told you about him as we started the hour out, and he's the author of The Secret of Transitions. But this is a guy who's made the rounds in life. He's been a military guy, which endears him to me. He's been an entrepreneur, which also endears him to me. He's a guy who's tried a lot of different things, been successful in most. But then one day he said, you know what? He said, I think I'm learning something now that's really the way I need to go, the direction I need to go in. And small business owners, you've had that feeling before. I know you have. And so that's one of the reasons I think you're going to like this guy. He's got some things to say that I think you're going to want to hear. He has some questions to ask you that I think you're going to want the answers to, and you have them. And he's our new friend, Jim Manton. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. And he's also a friend of our. He's a friend of ours, Steve Chandler, which sort of endears you to us, Jim. And if Chandler were listening, which he very well may be, I'd be giving him a little harder time. But no, Steve's a good friend of ours, and we appreciate him introducing you to us. Jim, one of the things that I talk about a lot on the show and have now for a long time, and that I write about whenever I feel led to do so, is how to the balance issue, the balance thing in our lives, making sure that the alpha member of our businesses, which is us, the founder, the owner, that the alpha member of our business is healthy as well. And I don't mean so much necessarily physically, just physically, but also spiritually and mentally and psychologically. And a lot of times, founding a business and growing it from nothing, from whole cloth, building it out of the dirt from nothing, takes a toll on that spirit, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It can be draining. The good news is that just by paying attention for several minutes a day, you oftentimes can regain yourself. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening for a period of reflection can be very powerful.
So just you're talking about just get very quiet and have a conversation with yourself, or for me, and I had to learn how to do this, Jim, to get very quiet and don't talk to myself. Let myself talk to me. Not to let my brain drive the conversation, but to let what's inside of me come out. What do you think?
You know, that's one of the most powerful ways to create awareness. You know, it's not about meditation or anything like that. It's just stopping to pause and listening to those thoughts that are traveling through your mind. That's the first stage of awareness.
You know, for me, Jim, as you may well know, the brain experts have told us that the right side of the brain, which is the quirky, creative, you know, let's give it a shot kind of side of your brain, is the one that wakes up with you when you wake up. And the left side of the brain, the engineer side of the brain, the one that says, what do you think you're doing here? You know, that side of the brain, are you nuts? That side of the brain is the left side. It wakes up about 45 minutes late. It likes to sleep in. And I have found that early in the morning is, for me, the best time to have that conversation with myself. What do you think?
That's my favorite time of the morning. In fact, I make a point always to get up long before dawn. And the house is quiet, I'm quiet, and you're right. Our most powerful thoughts come in moments of silence.
Well, my best time, where I get these, a lot of my wackiest ideas, and some of them I use and some of them I don't, is in the shower.
Yes.
Now, that's a visual my audience doesn't really want to think about, but seriously, that there's something about that first 10 or 15 minutes in the morning when I connect with thoughts that I don't have access to the rest of the day.
Oftentimes I'll start a meeting if I'm doing a strategic planning session and just ask people to be quiet for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
just so that we can clear all that, the garbage that's on the surface, just
yep.
let it go. And then we can get to some real work.
When your book is called The Secret of Transitions, give us your definition of what you mean when you say transitions.
A transition is a major life change. So it's changes in where we live, where we work, and
love. Like going from being an employee to a business owner.
Absolutely, that's a big one.
That's an atomic transition.
It is indeed, and I think of this now as sort of the last civilized adventure that we have in America. It used to be going west.
Right, it's the last frontier, isn't it?
That's right.
I agree with you.
Incredible adventure. It's an incredible test.
Well, I agree with you, and it is comparable. In fact, I often compare entrepreneurs to the pioneers of the West, and because in financial terms, in emotional terms, our lives aren't in danger, but in every other way, we put it all on the line when we do this, don't we?
That's right, and sometimes, if we're not careful about what we're thinking, sometimes we actually do believe our lives are in danger.
No, well, there's no question about it. We get it in our head that some of the things that are happening are that on that grave a scale. But what do we need to know about making these transitions?
Well, the first is that we're always in transition. But transitions, like everything, has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And the most powerful transitions start when we make the choice to transition. Now, there are some transitions where we don't have that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Transition, there are shifts in the economy and the nature of our business and relationship, but the best transition is the one that we choose.
I was transitioned by being downsized back in the 80s twice in 18 months.
That's right.
And yeah. that's what headed me in the direction I'm in right now. Stand by 20 after, right back with Jim Manton. The book is called The Secret of Transitions. Are you transitioning?
Hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
Welcome back. 23 after, a little bit of Chicago to bring you back. They're still rocking after all these years. Just like me and you. I know you're still rocking too out there in small business land, waking up every day, going out with excitement. And I really hope that you're enjoying what you do. If you don't enjoy what you do, now you can't love every part of what you do, because it's not all of it. It's like a child, not all of a child is lovable. There are parts of a child that are not lovable, and there are times, like when they're teenagers and you love them anyway, they're not lovable sometimes. But and your business is like that. But over in general and overall, I hope you love what you do. But if you don't like what you do, maybe love hasn't gotten, you haven't gotten to love yet, but if you don't like what you do, at least, I hope you're thinking about something else, because Jim Manton is here. And Jim, I think you'd agree with me. If you don't like what you do, and certainly if you don't love what you do, I think you need to be doing something else. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that...
Life's too short, isn't it?
It's much too short, and I think it's one of our greatest accountabilities is to ensure exactly that what we're doing is what we love doing and something where we can really make a contribution. That's our greatest accountability, because that's what really gives us power to start making a difference.
Jim, tell us where your book's available, please.
It's available now on Amazon, and it will be in bookstores in the end of March.
Folks, the book is called The Secret of Transitions, How to Move Effortlessly to Higher Levels of Success. Jim Manton, M-A-N-T-O-N. And as I mentioned earlier, he's a good friend of our good friend, Steve Chandler. Jim, in your book, you talk about two things many things, but two things that I see real quick here that I want you to talk to us about. One of them is truth, and the other is courage. I love the great quote from Shakespeare: "This above all, to thine own self be true."
Yeah.
If you can't be true to yourself, you're not going to make a successful transition, are you?
That's right. Yeah. All transitions must start with the truth, with reality. I call it awareness. It's no different than doing a strategic plan, right? We start mm-hmm. with where we are now.
Well, that's exactly right. But do you think that some of us, why do you think we have trouble sometimes being truthful to ourselves?
Well, you know, research has shown that we are our own worst self-judge. Because we oftentimes really confuse cause and effect. So, for example, we may look at a certain attribute, a personal characteristic that we're kind of proud of.
Right.
And we might say, well, the reason I'm successful is because I'm so tough-minded.
Right.
It may not have anything to do with that. So getting feedback and really getting grounded in awareness, that's one of my most gratifying and exciting parts of my work is the discovery phase of the work that I do with the client.
Well, I think truth is what, if you really will use it properly, Jim, I think truth is what will help you go from being unhappy to a transition that will make you happy. If you find yourself where you're not happy doing what you're doing, if you can be true to yourself, then you don't you first have to admit to yourself that what I'm doing, this isn't making me happy, it's making me sick, it's killing my spirit, and therefore I need to do something else? Isn't that the first step?
Absolutely. That's that personal accountability that I was talking about, is knowing that the choices that I've made, the actions that I have taken, or the actions I haven't taken, are exactly what's gotten me where I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then the second word which is one of the many things that you talk about in The Secret of Transitions, is this word courage.
Yes.
You got to gin up the courage to take the steps, don't you, to make the transition?
Absolutely. And courage isn't a personal trait. You know, it's not something that some people have and some people don't. You know, courage is it's a personal choice. It's a creation of how we think about ourselves, and the way that we generate courage is by knowing what we stand for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are our principles? What are our values? What are our deeply held beliefs? And when we're grounded in that and we're honoring those and everything that we're doing is built on that, you'll find that when you're standing on your values that you very seldom will back down.
Well, and of course, courage to me is bravery once you've had time to think about it. And you still do it. By the way, folks, that was that quote I gave you earlier from Shakespeare's from Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 3. Polonius said, "This above all, to thine own self be true." You know, I think, Jim, if we could say that to ourselves, am I being true to myself?
Yes.
Wouldn't that question, won't that get you started just to see? And if, folks, look, if you're happy, you know, I'm not trying to get you to, Jim and I aren't trying to get you to make a transition if you shouldn't be. It's only if you're not happy with where you are. Jim Manton, you got a website?
I do. It's www.mantonadvisory.com.
Manton, M-A-N-T-O-N, advisory.com. Hey, Jim, will you come back? We got more to talk about.
I'm standing by.
Thank you. Jim Manton, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, right back with John Jantz. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.